I would like to read tonight in the Gospel by Luke chapter 18. Luke chapter 18 and verse 9. And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. That's chapter 13. Verse 22. And he went through the cities and villages, teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem. Then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them, strive to enter in at the strait gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in, and shall not be able. When once the master of the house has risen up and has shut to the door, and ye begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not, whence ye are. Then shall ye begin to say, we have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast taught in our streets. But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not whence ye are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth, when ye shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and ye yourselves rush out. Now the book of the Acts, chapter 16. Verse 29. Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling. He fell down before Paul and Silas, and brought them out and said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. Now, a final reading in the Gospel by Mark, chapter 15. Mark 15 and verse 33. And when the sixth hour was come, there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which is being interpreted, My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Some of them that stood by when they heard it said, Behold, he calleth Elias. One ran and filled a sponge full of vinegar, put it on a reed, gave him to drink, saying, Let alone, Let us see whether Elias will come to take him down. And Jesus cried with a loud voice and gave up the ghost. The veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. And when the centurion, which stood over against him, saw that he so cried out and gave up the ghost, he said, "Truly, this man was the Son of God." And that's all we'll read. We trust the Lord will help us to preach the gospel faithfully tonight from these scriptures we have read. What's on my mind is very simple. I would like to speak on earnestness. Every soul in this company here tonight that is saved, we were in earnest the night we got saved. But earnestness is not salvation. But we trust you have come to this meeting tonight in earnestness that you might be saved. About 3 years ago, two young men from Toronto came to the Pugwash Junction Conference in Nova Scotia. One was saved, one was not. The young man that was saved, I had met him before, and I met him as they just drove in. He said, "Mr. Bingham, my brother's with me. He's 17. He asked me the other night to take me to Pugwash Junction Conference. He wanted to come. Now," he says, "I had to get time off work to come. But I believe," he said, "he wants to be saved." That young man heard 3 gospel meetings. Mr. Ramsey preached the last on the Monday night. He related how he got saved. How there was a day in his life whenever the preacher said to him, "Make up your mind. Come to hear the gospel tonight that you might be saved. Come to get saved." He promised the preacher he would. Mr. Ramsey came to that meeting. The preacher said, "We'll pray." He said, "There I was sitting not saved. And I went to that meeting to get saved. But before that meeting ended, Albert Ramsey trusted Christ and got God's salvation." He told that incident. That young man sat in that meeting and wept. I remember going out the side of the tent, shedding tears, not saved. But thank God, about 11 o'clock that night, God in mercy saved the soul. Now, he didn't get saved because he traveled from Toronto to Pugwash, about 1,000 miles. But that young man was in earnest. Are you in earnest tonight? If you are not in earnest, you will not get saved. Those who mean business, those who desire first the salvation of their soul, that's the kind of people that get salvation. Now, we read from Luke chapter 18. The earnestness of a sin-burdened soul, his sins bothered him. "God be merciful to me, a sinner." In chapter 13, we have read of the earnestness of those who are not ready whenever the Lord returns again. Whenever that door is shut, then they come knocking. "Lord, Lord, open unto us." Then that door is open right now. We were reminded last night, it may be before this meeting comes to an end, that door will be shut. Would it find you inside, or would it find you outside? There's 2 sides to a door. inside, outside, on which side are you? They were in earnest, but it was too late. We read in Acts chapter 16. Here's the earnestness of an anxious soul. The language of his heart. What must I do to be saved? We trust there's one in this meeting tonight. And that's the longing of your heart. God's salvation is a must. If it's not, you won't get it. Those who were saved came to that point. I've got to get this matter settled. It's now or never. So we read from Mark chapter 15. Here's the earnest cry of a suffering Savior. My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? You know the answer to that question? It was for me. Yes, all for me. O love of God, so great, so free. O wondrous love, I shout and sing. He died for me, my Lord the King. Why hast thou forsaken me? The Savior was forsaken at Calvary, that God might be able to offer salvation to you in this meeting tonight. Make Him personal. Trust Him. Come to Him. He has said, I will in no wise cast out. Now Luke chapter 18, we have the earnestness of a sin-burdened soul. Here's a man who made a great discovery. That is that he was a sinner in need of mercy. Now we can see he was earnest. We can see that he was honest. He took the guilty sinner's place. We can see that he was helpless. He said, God be merciful to me, a sinner. He had nothing to offer. Is God merciful? Thank God He is. He was merciful to that publican. He would be merciful to you tonight. I know people have attended meetings, and they've gone home and they've prayed this prayer. One girl in particular comes to mind. She said, Mr. Bingham, I'm at home. I got down beside my bed, and I prayed, God be merciful to me, a sinner. And she says, I waited, and nothing happened. Well, I said, that's why nothing happened. I know a man in the little village of Port Bickerton. John McCracken and I were having gospel meeting. He had attended for about 5 weeks. Not accustomed to attending meetings for years. His parents were saved, but he got married and away from the gospel. But he came to those meetings. One Sunday night he went home. Went up to his bedroom, fell flat on his face. And he cried, Oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Before he got up, he was saved. You mean like that? That's how souls get saved. You believe in sudden conversion? You certainly do. The moment the sinner trusts Christ, there's a work done for eternity. That person on whom the work is accomplished, they know it. The night I got saved, I knew it. I didn't feel it. I didn't see anything spectacular. But I knew within my soul, soon as my all I ventured on Christ's atoning blood, the Holy Spirit entered, and I was born of God. Here's a man who was honest. He took the place of the guilty sinner. Is there an honest soul in our gathering tonight? One who is willing to take that place? I have sinned. I have perverted that which is right. I sinned against God. A man got up in a meeting one time. Very tremblingly he said, "Friend, it took me 42 years to learn three things." He said, "The first thing I learned was this, that I was a sinner going to hell." That's a big thing. Have you ever learned it? That you are a sinner going to hell? He said, "Friends, the second thing I learned was this, that I couldn't do anything to stop myself." That's a big thing. You see, God's salvation doesn't depend on you. The message of the gospel points to a person, not you. God's salvation is in Christ. Neither is there salvation in any other. For there's no other name under heaven given amongst men whereby we must be saved. But he said, "Friend, the third thing I found out was this. I didn't have to do anything. The work had been done. Christ died for the ungodly. Christ died for me." Did you ever find out? Was sin ever a burden to that soul of yours? The earnest cry of a sin-burdened soul, "God be merciful to me, a sinner." You read from Luke chapter 13, the Lord coming, the door shut. Those who are not ready come knocking. Could I pause a moment? Should the Lord come at this moment, every saved soul in this company would rise to meet him. I know the hall's well built. I help. But that roof wouldn't hinder one of us. When that shout is given, every born-again soul is going to rise to meet him. Saying, "We got to look back into this building after the Lord had come." I wonder what we would find. Those who are not saved, my friend, you would be in earnest. You would cry, "Oh God, have mercy on me." But too late. The door shut. That could take place tonight. For the Lord Jesus Christ is coming again. We read from Acts chapter 16. Here's the earnest cry of an anxious soul. Here's a man that desires salvation. There's nothing else matters in his life. What must I do to be saved? Would to God there was one in our meeting tonight. Perhaps there is. The language of your heart. What must I do to be saved? I've tried everything I know how. What have I got to do? What was the answer? Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. You say you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you saved? The last time Mr. Joyce and I was here 5 years ago, there was a young woman attended the meeting. One night coming home in the Sky train, she began to smile. The girl sitting beside her said, "What's wrong with you?" She said, "I just got saved." "You got saved? How did you get saved?" She says, "The Bible says, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." She says, "I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that He died for me." She says, "The Bible says I'm saved." And she took His word for it. Salvation is not a puzzle. It's simplicity. for those who are willing to take God at His word. What must I do to be saved? Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Now this man was in earnest. He began the night careless. He put two gospel preachers into the inner prison. And I'm sure he gave them a kick on the way in. He made their feet fast in the stocks. If everybody else escaped, these boys weren't going to get out. He lay down and fell fast asleep. They prayed. They sang praises. The other prisoners heard them. But God shook that man. That man awakened. All the doors open. Everybody's bands loose. About to commit suicide, Paul said, "Do thyself no harm." He called for a light. He sprang in. What else mattered? Not a thing. I want to be saved. I want to be saved now. That's why he got saved. Is there an earnest soul in this meeting tonight? One who must get this matter settled? Not tomorrow night, but tonight. Tonight or never. That's the place this man came to. He was told to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and that he would be saved. You read from Mark chapter 15. The earnest cry of a suffering Savior. My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Lover and friend have been put far from him. His acquaintance was in the darkness. The disciples, they were gone. There in the loneliness of Calvary, the Lord Jesus Christ suffered for sin. Who sinned? Put your claim in. Christ his own self, he bare my sin in his own body upon the tree. How do I know? God says it. I believe it. And that settles it. What about you tonight? The hymn writer, I love that hymn. Was it for me alone? The Savior left his glorious throne, the dazzling splendor of the sky. Was it for me? He came to die. What salvation? It was for me. Yes, all for me. Oh, love of God, so great, so free. Oh, wondrous love, I shall sing. He died for me. What about you, my Lord the King? You see, you know that Christ died for the world. But that doesn't do them, that won't save you. But if you drink in the truth, Christ died for me, there's where salvation lies. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, that's me, singular, yet it takes you in tonight, believeth in him, in Christ, should not perish, should never be in hell, but have everlasting life. Eternal life is a gift. Then you can have it tonight. Will you take it? Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. God's word declares, thou shalt be saved. May you do it.